Medical marijuana in Hawaii could rake in $65 million a year. That's the expectation of ArcView Market Research. And that's why more than 150 people packed a Waikiki hotel for a weekend seminar on Medical Marijuana Business 101.
There's a saying in the marijuana business, you're not in the marijuana business, you're in the compliance business. Because if you're not in the compliance business, you're not going to be in business.
That's Michael Patterson, the CEO of U.S. Cannabis Pharmaceutical Research and Development. His company consults with marijuana businesses and specializes in legal and regulatory issues. He says when it comes to starting a dispensary, you need to ask yourself a couple questions.
What is this going to cost me? How many people are going to be impacted by this? And can I keep up with that demand?
If the governor signs the bill, it would allow for 16 dispensaries across the state. But not just anyone could start up a cannabis shop. You must be a legal Hawaii resident for at least 5 years and have $1.2 million saved up. Aaron Smith is the executive director of the National Cannabis Industry Association. And while he agrees there's potential for economic gain, he cautions entrepreneurs who think selling cannabis is easy money.
People sometimes get into it thinking that money is going to just be coming out of nowhere and that, you know, it's a big, you know, gold rush type of a situation. But in fact, it's really a difficult business because of those regulations.
Since California became the first state to approve medical marijuana in 1996, 22 other states have created legal open marketplaces for cannabis. And Smith believes that in Hawaii, that marketplace will bring a variety of economic opportunities.
Somebody has to make the packaging for the cannabis. Somebody has to, you know, make the software that's used to track the inventory. There's attorneys and CPAs on and on that are able to provide services to the industry.
Hawaii currently has 13,000 patients registered to use medical marijuana, but cannabis consultant Michael Patterson expects that number to go way up.
Once it's up and operational, you're going to see a lot more patients come forward and say, you know, maybe this could be for me, because now there's a system to where they can get their medicine.
If the bill becomes law, dispensaries could open statewide starting July of next year. Molly Solomon for HPR News.